I'm John Batchelor speaking to my colleague Tal Fortgang. He's a legal policy fellow at the Manhattan Institute, writing at Civitas Outlook about what appears to be a commonsensical approach called broken window policing of the late 20th century. You fix the broken window, and that leads, like give a mouse a cookie, to making everyone feel safe and secure and well cared for in the neighborhood, on the street. Does it apply to the universities and campuses that have been through disruption these last years? And the disruption might very well continue. It certainly was present 50 years ago when I was on campus. And though the themes change and the language changes, it remains the same. What is the responsibility of the university? When I first arrived at a university, there was a Latin phrase called in loco parentis, which gave the university policing power. In those days, it was over something as strange today as it was then, which is no young women on campus after a certain hour on the weekends. And there were people called proctors wandering around enforcing it. It was great fun. Those were the days. Today, of course, we have issues that turn on the most recent tragedy in Utah, but Tal and I have spoken of the protests on campus that were permitted by Columbia University during a time where anti-Semitism was rampant through a university that was struggling with its own mandates. And Tal, I want to go to the protests of Columbia because that was a way of talking about what is acceptable and unacceptable language. And the faculty has a responsibility here. So does the faculty meeting and the deans in universities. Again, I come to you for a measure because I'm very far away from campus life or university life by time, not distance. To your measure, do the faculties and faculties at Columbia University, does it see its responsibility here so that it's not just the deans or the administrators, it's all of us so-called grown-ups?
It's a great question. It's hard to know what goes on in a classroom. Those of us who are outside, who are not actively enrolled students, are all equally far away in that regard. We don't know what professors are saying in the classrooms. We do know what certain curricula look like. And I would posit that certainly in many academic disciplines, the curricula are not geared towards shaping students with a sense of civic responsibility and respect for all kinds of views, even those that are mainstream in the United States, if not on campus. And then I would ask the question, how many active university professors can anyone listening to this name who have come out and said the university needs to really do some soul searching about the morals and habits and virtues it is instilling in its students, and that is maybe even part of higher education? That's what liberal education is supposed to be, the kind of education that shapes young people into capable citizens of a liberal polity. I don't know if I can name five who have come out and said such a thing. I think they're far outnumbered by professors who come out and say, not only is protest good, but demonstration is a key part of what being a student is. There are professors who are documented for having held classes in encampments, right, in these acts of demonstration regarding foreign affairs. Some were disciplined, some were not. We have several stories of professors coming out and saying reckless things about how the demonstrations are righteous and destruction of property can be righteous because sometimes with outright support for foreign terrorist organizations,
right.
They've encouraged a kind of morality among their students. And I don't want to suggest that the faculty are of one mind, that the American higher education faculty are of one mind in this regard, but who's been the counterforce? Who's been the counterbalance? Who's come out and said, we've played a role in misshaping young people, and we need to seriously dedicate ourselves to fixing that?
Does that answer some of what needs to be done, because it's a much bigger task, to deal with the faculty and the faculty recruiting of these last decades? It's not the students who are shutting down the speakers, but the students who are imitating a faculty that is alienated from speakers whom they disagree with. That's a big task. I don't know that universities are up to it. Do you?
I don't know that they're up to it either. I do think it is high time for a reckoning as to how universities go about hiring faculty. What markers are they looking for? What's considered academically valuable? How do universities regard the teaching and mentoring element of being a professor as opposed to the academic production aspect? And then really there are entire academic disciplines that are dedicated to a kind of what they would call justice seeking activism. And that is only tenuously compatible at best with the traditional liberal educational academic enterprise. That requires a much greater effort at, again, soul searching and reform among university leadership, among departmental leadership, and then among individual faculty. I think change has to come from all levels.
I'm thinking out loud here, Tal. Would it help to start with enforcing your own rules, or don't make the rule? Is that where the alienation begins with the young person?
Yes, I think that much is clear. Universities have neutral, what are known as time, place, and manner restrictions on student activism, demonstration. And those have just been routinely flouted, I would say, for years. At this point, it's more like decades. When a critical mass of students on any campus gets worked up about one issue or another. In the 1960s and 70s, it was about evolutionary biology. In the 2020s, it's about transgenderism and the Middle East. One way or another, if enough students get worked up, they can get away with breaking those time, place, and manner restrictions.
30 seconds. And what that, 30 seconds, what, Tal.
Yeah, what that does is it interferes with the core academic enterprise, the knowledge-seeking, question-asking, truth-pursuing enterprise. It subordinates open inquiry to a culture of activism, because the university says that's what really matters to us. In fact, we would sacrifice our rules on the books so that you can continue to do this.
Broken Windows on Campus. Tal Fortgang, legal policy fellow at the Manhattan Institute, writing for Civitas Outlook.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,